שלך נמצא, ורחוק מפנינים מחירות, פותח בו לבד לו, ושלום
Welcome back to part 3 of our series on the Shidduch crisis. 2 weeks ago, we embarked on a mission to provide parents whose children are just entering the Shidduch process with 10 practical tools to navigate this delicate stage with clarity, confidence, and perspective, so they can support their children effectively without feeling overwhelmed or lost in the process. However, many parents are already knee-deep in the parsha, and their children have been in the process for some time. For them, the challenges are different. The questions, the anxieties, and the decisions can feel more complex, and sometimes the pressure can feel overwhelming. In future episodes, we will, Emetz Hashem, focus specifically on these parents, offering new approaches and fresh perspectives. We'll explore how, through the lens of Ashkafa and Betachen and Tefillah, they can continue to guide and support their children. The goal will be to provide strategies not just to manage the process, but to strengthen faith, maintain patience, and foster clarity, so that the journey toward finding their child's zivik can be approached with calm, confidence, and hope. Ultimately, whether your child is just starting out or has been navigating the Shidduch world for a while, the mission remains the same: to provide guidance, support, and perspective so that parents can play an active, positive role in this transformative chapter of their child's life. In part 2, we discovered that perfection is just a myth. Just like in life, so too in Shidduchim. The real key is focusing on what truly matters and knowing what to let go. We also discussed how timing plays a decisive role. Wait too long and the right opportunities may pass you by. In part 3, we will continue discussing more practical ideas we can implement to navigate the Shidduch process successfully. We will focus on concrete steps parents can take to make smart, realistic choices that give their children the best chance at finding the right match. So without further ado, rule number 3. You must do your ishtadlus. Nobody relies solely on betachen when buying an esrik. Nobody expects that someone will just randomly ring their bell and bring you a perfect esrik right to your doorstep. Hi, I bought you the most mehudar, the most beautiful esrik available. It just doesn't happen. Everyone goes out to look for an esrik. You search, you compare, you go from one esrik seicher to another, trying to find the best option. Once you're in the esrik store, you rely on betachen that you will find the nice esrik that fits your budget. But first, you must do your ishtadlus. You must go out to the store, you must search, and put yourself in the best possible position to find it. So why do people think that just when it comes to Shidduchim, right when you're ready, a Shadchan will automatically call you with the perfect Shidduch, one that checks off every box exactly as you imagined? It just doesn't happen. You must do your Ishtadlus. You must put yourself in the best possible position to find the right Zivik for your child. My father used to tell me, when you're trying to find the Shidduch for your child, this should be your sole preoccupation 24/7. During that time, there's no vacation, there's no business trips, absolutely no distractions, no eating, no sleeping. Finding a Shidduch should constantly occupy your mind. It's a little extreme, but you get the point. So make sure you're ready, constantly have your phone with you, and make sure it's charged. Clear out your voicemail. Believe it or not, some people still leave messages. And answer your phone when it rings. If Shadchanim call you 3-4 times and they can't reach you, they will move on to the next name on their list, and you are labeled unresponsive or hard to deal with. If they leave you a message, return their calls immediately. If you're hard to reach during the Shidduch crisis, it's like finally getting the call for a life-saving kidney, and you don't pick up the phone. It's true, like everything in life, betachen is crucial. Betachen is always necessary. But Hashem wants you to do your part. You have to be proactive and not just rely on betachen. And no, I daven once by a mukkah is not good enough. Even the Chovas Havavas, who teaches us about betachem, writes in Shar Betachem, just like you must do ishtadlus when it comes to parnasa, v'chein le'isha, you must do ishtadlus when it comes to shidduchem. Once you did your ishtadlus, you should have betachem that Hashem will help you find the right one and make the right decision. Someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, how much ishtadlus is required for shidduchim? And he answered, bismut reft, until you find your shidduch. The Peleoyes writes, when it comes to ishtadlus for shidduchim, koila shebekoyach yaseh, you have to do whatever you can. The Gemara says in Sechtes Kedushin, lo'olam yimkar adam kol ma sheyesh lo, yisa bitel atamid chacham. A person should sell everything that he has to marry his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. So if a Shadchan requires a $2,000 retainer, that is a small price to pay to marry off your daughter. That is true ishtadlus. Rule number 4, it has to be compatible. If you are looking for an esrig that is perfectly naki, with a beautiful gidl, the most mahoder, and your budget is $50, you are obviously being unrealistic. Shidduchim work the same way. You have to be realistic about what you and your child bring to the table. If your child is average, it is unrealistic to search for the top bachar in yeshiva who wants to become a Rosh Yeshiva one day. If the bachar expects to be supported for life and you can't provide, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. If your lifestyles are not compatible and you're searching for high society, you're wasting your time. And in the end, you'll be disappointed. As the saying goes, expectation is the mother of disappointment. Shidduchim are not a fantasy world. The higher your expectations are without realism, the more likely you are to be disappointed. Compatibility means thinking long-term, shared values, similar lifestyle expectations, and a match in temperament. If your child has a gentle, sensitive personality, don't consider someone cynical or rough around the edges just because his father is a brand name or because he learns 15 hours a day. Remember, this is not about you. Your child will have to live with this person for the next 70 years. Don't do a shidduch for the sake of the 50 minutes of kavod that you receive when you come into Beis Medrash the first time. So you can tell everyone, we married into a famous family, or we were mishadduch with a wealthy family. The boy and girl must be compatible. Because genuine compatibility is what builds a strong, lasting, and harmonious marriage. Rule number 5, don't listen to everyone. If you ask every person at the esrig stand for their opinion, you will leave with no esrig and a huge headache. There's simply no consensus when it comes to esrigim. And the same is true with shidduchim. When it comes to shidduchim, everyone suddenly becomes the biggest expert. Your neighbor who once read an article somewhere, or she once sat on a shidduch panel, your sister-in-law who once heard a story, and of course the bungalow kalnienta, who knows someone who once thought that he went out with a second cousin of his. As the saying goes, too many cooks spoil the broth. In shidduchim, too many voices can spoil the clarity. The key is to find one trusted advisor, someone who truly knows your child, knows your family's needs, and can give you an honest, unbiased guidance, and tune out the rest of the so-called experts. And this concludes part 3 of our series on the shidduch crisis. In this segment, we explored how critical it is to stay realistic, to focus on true compatibility, and not let pride or superficial details get in the way of a good shidduch. We also spoke about the dangers of listening to too many so-called experts. At the end of the day, shidduchim are about ishtadlus and emunah. We put in our effort, we act with humility and gratitude, and then we leave the results up to Hashem. Stay tuned for part 4 for more practical ideas. Yeah, I'm feeling big, I'm scooting. Shepherd's so he can't scooting. Bill, I'm dying, I'm sure.